With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's a Biden White House push to raise troop numbers in Ukraine.
President Biden's administration is urging Ukraine to draft more men of fighting age to increase the size of its military. A senior Biden official who spoke on the condition of anonymity says they want Ukraine to lower the mobilization age to 18 from the current age of 25. The country has more than 1 million citizens in uniform, but conscription is a sensitive topic. Ukraine just lowered the draft age from 27 to 25 this past April. The U.S. official says the pure math of the situation is that Ukraine's military is outnumbered and must dramatically increase troops if it's going to stay in the fight with Russia. Ukrainian officials say they see the push as a deflection by some Western partners from delays in providing equipment. Jennifer King, Washington.
Hyundai is recalling some of its vehicles.
Hyundai is recalling more than 226,000 SUVs and small cars in the U.S. because the rearview camera image may not show up on screens. The recall covers certain Santa Fe and Elantra vehicles from the 2021 and 2022 model years. Hyundai says that the solder joints on a printed circuit board can develop cracks that can worsen over time and cause the cameras to fail. That can reduce visibility and increase the risk of injury to pedestrians. Dealers will replace the cameras at no cost to owners, who will be notified by letters starting January 19th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Thousands of Lebanese displaced by the war between Israel and Hezbollah returned home Wednesday as a ceasefire takes hold. Lebanese and Israeli troops warned them to stay away from some areas. If it endures, the ceasefire would end nearly 14 months of fighting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 138 points, the Nasdaq dropped 115. This is SRN News. Iowa's heartbeat law is working.
According to the Guttmacher Institute, there have been about 40% fewer abortions in the state since the institution of a measure that bars abortion after an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, a similar statute has resulted in an 80% decline in abortions. Since the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade, abortion has been left to the states, allowing pro-life states and pro-abortion states to go their separate ways. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a growing list of major corporations that have done the same after an outcry by customers. The changes are sweeping and include everything from not renewing a five-year commitment for a so-called equity racial center set up in 2020 to pulling out of a prominent gay rights index. This is SRN News. Incoming Ohio Senator Bernie Moreno says it's time to rebuild America's working class. Bob Agnew reports.
Moreno says for him,
to rebuild the middle class in this country is job one.
And being from the Rust Belt state of Ohio,
I'm going to be hyper-focused on the auto industry.
Moreno says the outsourcing of some 3 million units of production to Canada and Mexico has devastated his state's economy. And as he sees it, there's only one solution.
We need to bring an American automobile manufacturing renaissance back to this country.
Senator-elect Bernie Moreno was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Democrat Derek Tron has defeated two-term Republican U.S. Representative Michelle Steele in a Southern California House district that was specifically drawn to give Asian Americans a stronger voice on Capitol Hill. Steele was one of the first female Korean Americans elected to Capitol Hill. More details at SRNNews.com.